B2BG, if you're still there.
KDJ-BNG, W4DJW.
Well, was it the animal control?
Neighbor from down the block, I pretty much looped him in on everything else that was going on. He said, yeah, you know, why that dog always come to you, and what do they do to that poor thing that it always wants to come over here? Because I don't think I do anything to encourage it. I mean, maybe that's it. If you're not overtly cruel to the animal, they interpret that as kindness. You know, I don't know how all the lost and homeless animals find their way to me, or why. I don't explicitly encourage it, or maybe I do.
Is it a big dog, a little dog, a collie, a German Shepherd? What kind of dog is it?
Fairly certain it is. It's about a 3-year-old female German Shepherd. I don't think it's dangerous. If anything, it's just overly friendly. It'll want to jump on you and lick your face more than try to harm you. You know, I think it's just lonely.
It'll like that. Well, I hope the best for the dog. And then the people come. It's like Caesar says. What is that he says? He rehabilitates the dog and trains the people. Because the people are the ones that don't know anything. The dog is the one that's intelligent. It just needs to be rehabbed from bad training.
Says that. He says that, and I think I've told that to some of these people, pretty much that exact quote. You know, there are really no bad dogs. What there are is bad owners. And that is what he does. He basically, his training, dog training, really more consists of retraining the owner to relate to the dog differently. You know, obviously the dog can't relate to us as a person, so we got to relate to them as a dog.
I'm crazy for dogs. My wife is the exact same way. We're both animal people. But more so dogs than cats, but still we got cats too. I like cats too, but I like dogs a lot better.
Getting to be a problem around here too, because I think there's currently about a dozen of them. I woke up and there's six or eight of them in bed with me. Or maybe because they were terrified of the noises they were hearing in the basement. But, you know, I don't really do anything to encourage them either. They just kind of show up. You know, the food bill is, the cat food bill is getting a bit high. Also, meal times around here get a bit contentious. Really hard for me to cook or eat a meal in peace. But, yeah, mostly I'll tolerate them. Because usually they're content to mostly be left alone. See, with dogs, you can't do that. It's an interactive animal. 4 out of 5 people, they can't give them the individualized attention they need. As I say to these people, you can't just throw a food bowl in front of it in the morning, disappear for 8 or 10 hours, come back, and then, you know, ignore them some more. It doesn't work that way. So they end up running around the neighborhood if they're not fenced in. I think I may have mentioned to you one time, I found I was pulling in the driveway just as this pit bull mix was standing over a dead cat. So yeah, they get into trouble if they don't have human interaction.
But the one I've got now, I was working from home the whole time she was alive. So we have been together more than my wife and I have been together. And I'm going to miss her. She's 13 years old, going on 14, and she's struggling. Her eyesight's going pretty quick. Her hips are hurting her a lot. She has to go to the doctor a lot. But I just can't bear the thought of when she leaves. But she's going to be leaving soon, and that's going to be tough.
Have more inherent problems than others. The bigger breeds have hip dysplasia. Some of the heftier breeds also have, like, heart and lung and other muscular problems. You know, because look at what it used to be. You look at a chihuahua, does it look anything like a wolf? You know, we've bred these poor creatures to be like nothing that they are in nature. So in doing so, I think we've given them a couple of medical and genetic problems along the way.
Yeah, well, when you specialize like that, that's what that comes to the surface really quick. The mongrels are the ones that are the healthiest, all right? Nature does a lot better job than humans do when it comes to breeding animals.
The results of breeding, or really, I guess what you want to say is artificial selection. The purebreds over time get more and more and more purebred, and the genetic diversity goes away. So I guess it's similar to what happens here in humans. I'm sure you get, you know, some isolated village, let's say in Appalachia, where everybody's related to everybody else, and it's been that way for 10 generations. Yeah, you start to see genetic problems. But, you know, also, as I said, is we're breeding these things for, you know, for physical characteristics that, you know, they're not really good for, you know, not really known for having. That is the other problem.
Diversity is so, well, that's one reason diversity is so important. That's got a lot of other benefits, too. In any respect, I still like the one they got. You know, when I was younger, I always had German Shepherds, and my wife introduced me to small dogs. That's what we got now is a Party Yorkie, and I didn't think I could ever care about a little dog like you do a full grown German Shepherds. But one thing I did notice really quick is she is very convenient. Like, if I was training my German Shepherd, it'd be like picking him up and moving him was a chore, whereas picking up a Yorkie, not a problem at all. They are a lot more convenient than the big, heavier dogs.
No, I'm not saying I'm a dog hater, maybe just not a dog lover. Maybe I always was a little uneasy around dogs. Sometimes they sense that. Although then again, that German Shepherd would come right up to me and jump on me and want to play with me or whatever. Yeah, the small dogs I'm not afraid of. The ones that can do me serious injury. I don't know. I never warmed up to them because I guess I never really had them around.
Caesar says you don't go up there with your hands up and open and pat them on the head. You put your hand down and you let them control the situation. If they feel like you're coming at them and you're the one that's in total control of the situation, that's when you get bit. But you let them feel like they're in control. You put your hand down and let them smell your hand and let them control, you know, the interaction. You'll be a whole lot better off than you thinking that you have control when you don't.
I was never an animal really person much to begin with. Deborah was the one that was always bringing home stray cats. I was never even much of a cat person before that. And, well, heck, that was 20 years ago, so I guess I have more experience with cats than anything else. I've been around them for quite a while now. So maybe I understand them. You know, little furry, nasty, but, and dogs, somehow I always have a fear in dogs that even the tiny ones, you know, the genetic imprinting, the wolf switch is going to flip back on, and they're going to turn back into what they actually are. You know, it's like, we're going to have a Planet of the Apes moment. Planet of the Dogs, where the dogs suddenly turn on their owners.
I think that's a point of no return. We've already passed that point. There's no going back to it. They definitely got personality. Each and every one of them have their own individual personality. And you got to learn their personality, but at their speed. That timing is everything when it comes to one of those. Did you ever have any dogs when you were growing up?
I did. I don't really know if anyone around me did either. No, you know, didn't grow up with animals.
I never grew up without animals. I had animals even after, you know, after I left home, I kept animals that I had and got more animals after they went away. But, yeah, it'd be hard pressed for me to go without one. I was going to do that after the last one that I had died, and because I just didn't want another one. But my wife went and found this one, and it doesn't take long for them to win your heart.
That, too, is practicality. I turned down the power. I don't know if you still hear me. You know, New York City apartments. I don't know how all these New Yorkers have these dogs at home. You know, the poor thing to sit in the apartment all day. They don't get a chance to get out. Well, you know, that's true generally. It's an animal that requires a lot of interaction.
One of the reasons I don't have big dogs, they require a lot of room to run. And everywhere I lived before, you know, I got to working for a living and having to be gone all the time, there was plenty of room for them to run. Back in the 70s and 80s, there wasn't such thing as a leash law. If you would have told somebody they had to keep their animal on a leash, you would have probably wound up in the hospital. Back in the 70s and 80s, you just didn't do that. You didn't do other people that way. But the way it is now, because there's so many people and it's just so crowded, those laws make it difficult to have big dogs, and I haven't had any since then. I didn't think, last time I had big dogs, I lived on a farm that had 40 acres, and that's what it takes. They got to have room to run. They got to have room to stretch their muscles, and they're a beautiful sight when you see them running full speed. W4DJW.
Yeah, you know, which is why I don't see the, you know, the ones in the, like, a Manhattan apartment that have, like, a, well, I don't know, maybe a Great Dane, but, you know, a big dog like a German Shepherd. In a way, that's almost animal cruelty. You know, they need speed. They're territorial. They need some kind of range. And even the, maybe that's why small dogs were bred. You know, I guess a Jack Russell or a Chihuahua is a better apartment-dwelling dog. But even there, you know, now cats will probably pretty much sit where you put them, and they'll find ways to entertain themselves. But dogs, you know, dogs, you know, they miss you when they're not there. The cat is like, oh, you were gone? I didn't notice. No, actually, cats do get upset when you're not there as well. I know I had one that I disappeared one time for a couple of weeks, and when I came back, you know, the cat ran away from me every time. So, oh, I'm angry. You disappeared. You didn't tell me where you were going. I'm sad. I'm lonely. So cats do bond that way, too.
We go off on a vacation, or we go down to the in-law's house, or over to daughter's house, we just fill up the cat dispenser and the cat water and food dispenser both, and she does fine all by herself. But we do set up cameras all in the house, and that's cameras that you can move the viewer left or right or up or down, and you can also talk. It's got audio. And the first time we did that, I think it was the one that was in the dining room. We go around different cameras, you know, looking, is she in the bedroom? Is she in the kitchen? Is she in the den? Is she in the dining room? And you finally press the mic button and call her. And she came up to the camera, and she sat down square in front of it, and I think my wife was talking to her or something like that, saying something to her, and she drew back a paw and just whacked that camera. And it went flipping across the room. So we learned talking to her through the camera is probably not a good thing. She was probably angry that we weren't there, wanted to know when we were going to be back. She does get lonesome when she's there by herself, but there's no way we could do our dog that way. We have to take our dog with us when we go.
Again, I don't know. I have much more experience with cats, relatively little with dogs. So, you know, I was never that much an animal person to begin with. But, yeah, Yeah, you know, if I had to deal with dogs, that would be, that would, you know, that would be a big chunk out of my time. At least you could somewhat sort of train them. There, you know, there is that.
York, how did you get ham radio as a hobby?
When I lived on Long Island, there was room for antennas. Not a lot. You know, even on a small, you know, quarter acre lot or something, you could put something up for, and actually for VHF and UHF antennas, what do you really need? But I probably could even have put up, running from the garden shed in the back, running maybe to the second floor, I possibly could have put up like, maybe a 40 meter dipole. So, it's not that I didn't have any room at all. But then again, a lot of things, you know, a lot of what you have is nosy neighbors. When you can look out your window and look into the neighbor's window and watch their television, that's kind of too close.
I'm 100% in agreement with you there. But was there a lot of 2-meter or 70-centimeter activity in New York City? I know there's a 10-meter repeater up there because when 10 meters opens up, a bunch of people all over the south and southeast log into that repeater and just see how far they can. I know I've logged into it from here before, the 10-meter repeater in New York, but is there a lot of 2-meter and 70-centimeter activity in New York City?
It's not 70-centimeter. It's like anywhere else. There's probably 20 or 30 repeaters. You know, you're lucky if 4 or 5 of them are active. Yeah, the repeater you mentioned is run by the New York Fire Department, and it's at the top of the Empire State Building, 1,700 feet something above sea level. So it's got good coverage, and you can get into it from here. Who was I talking to about that? Yeah, when 10 meters opens up over a longer distance, you can hit that repeater even from here. But yeah, there's also a lot of crossband repeaters, and there's a lot of linked repeaters. So you can pretty much, you can be at Montauk Point and talk to somebody in the Bronx, or even in New Jersey, because there's a lot more linked repeaters.
I'm not sure if they had a lot of activity, or, I mean, it just seems kind of crowded for that, but I guess people figure out how to make things work even where it's crowded. But anyway, I'm pulling in the driveway now, Glenn. I appreciate the ride home. Enjoy this wet, soggy afternoon, and I hope everything works out well for that dog that's under your house. Humans, not so much, but for the dog's what's important. Anyway, take care. Good talking to you. KD2BNG, W4DJW.
WKD2BNG. All right, you have a good one, and I'll talk to you later, 73s.